Okay, Father Bill. All right. Word for you. For you, Father Bill. This is way harder than it should be. So I see a pen in your hand, and you're writing some books. And I know you're a theologian. I knew that already. But I feel like what the Lord has called you to is going to require endurance, a lot of endurance. But I feel that you're going to be shaping thought for a generation. And so know that the Lord honors that about you, and I pray that he bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And for the lady in the orange with the red, yeah, you. Okay, thank you. That was easier. I see you at a chiropractor's office, but I see the Lord bringing some adjustment to some things. I don't know if that's literally physically in your back and stuff like that, but I also see just the Lord bringing some alignment and adjustments to you. And so you know how it is. Like, there's going to be some pressure and a little bit of pain, and then it'll press into a lot of relief and freedom. So I just bless that in Jesus' name. And one more, and then I'll be done. You're looking at me. You have the green sash on. Raymond. Sorry, Raymond. I'm sorry about that. Your son next to you. I see him drawing designs, and I feel like God's going to give him solutions to some world problems. And so I just feel to foster that creative and compassion in him. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going to make a confession that I had to make some notes. I guess it's a family thing, but my prophetic gift the Lord has given me, he is as a seer. He gives me pictures. And so I usually have to go back and watch a lot of the messages, because during the message, the Lord has given me pictures and words and songs over people. So I did take some notes so I wouldn't forget them. Father Tuck, I was watching you at, and people that know you, and I've known you for years, you came down the hall during the message, and I just saw you as, and if you're as old as me, you know what I'm talking about, as a cartoon character, your eyes just popped out, and like you were just this real exciting, and real, real shocked, real excited. And if you know Father Tuck very well, you don't really see him get really excited, even if he's excited and you don't know it. But anyway, so I started asking the Lord, you know, what in the world does that mean? And so what I started seeing was, when you came back and sat down, I just started seeing like words and visions and dreams just over you, like these written words over you. I don't know whether they were written by you or given to you or written by other people, but what the word gave me was Habakkuk 2:2-3 about writing down your visions and the revelations, and at the appointed time, though it lingers, it will certainly come. And what the Lord started showing me was that there's these things that have been important to you and have been a long time coming that is really going to make your eyeballs pop out. It's just going to shock you, because those things are going to come. Father Craig gave a word about 3 or 4 Sundays ago, and it was just a really short word. And it was, we're in this time where we're seeing glory to glory to glory. And so I think these things are going to happen fast. They're happening faster. And for Bishop Medad, I was sitting back there and I just saw flames. As the bishop was talking last night about Moses looking at the bush burning. And so the whole time I looked up at you, I just saw these flames coming off from your heart and your shoulders up off your head. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is that protection? Flames of protection around him, or is that just fullness, Lord? Your fullness in him. And the Lord said, it's both. And so I know that you're experiencing all these years in Africa and the things you've been through, and it would take 100 years to tell everybody in here all the things you've been through and the things you've gone through. But what the Lord started telling me was he's persevered, and you've pushed back darkness in places that people could never push back darkness, and that you've just you've been obedient and you've been such a servant to Him. And what the Lord was telling me to tell you was that even though you go through the fires like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you'll never come out smelling like smoke. And then He just all of a sudden gave me the last verse of Job, which said, He died at an old age, but full of days. And that full of days is just going to be that fullness and long life. And I just, I seal that word over you in the name of Jesus. And you right there with the glasses on.
Wait, are you talking to her? Or
several people right have glasses on.
Lady or
the lady?
The lady in the back.
You, yes. Sorry, I can't see your name. The Lord just started showing me a picture over you. And first He told me, He said, tell her that I'm taking the hurdles down. And so then I saw you like running in a race where there's hurdles that you have to jump over hurdles. But before you would get to the hurdle would come down. And so what He started speaking to me about is that this is just going to be a season for you, that there's been battles. But what He's going to teach you in this season, and Bishop has really been really speaking this a lot lately, is that instead of us taking our battles to heaven, to the heavenly places, where we're seated in heavenly places, that we're going to take the battles from those, take the power from the heavenly places to the battles. That's what He's going to teach you in this season. And the battles are going to be easy, and the hurdles are going to come down before you even get to them. Amen. So,
Father Bill, for y'all, I got a word, for, I think, for your church. You got your guys there with you, because I had this vision, and you were like getting dressed in your alb and stuff, and you had this mirror, and the mirror was spinning like an oval, you know. And I was asking the Lord what that was. Then I saw it like you getting in front of the congregation speaking, and that mirror was still spinning. And I was just hearing the scriptures that, where it says that it hadn't appeared as, you know, what we shall be yet, you know. And I think that's what the Lord is saying, that He's just bringing, just like He's pouring out His presence on your church, and it hadn't appeared as what you'll be yet. I mean, it's just... a lot of surprises coming in the Lord doing that. So, you know, stationary mirror you can see, but this wasn't. It just kept spinning, and the more it would spin, the more changes I would see happening. And so that's the Lord. I just bless that word and pray that, you know, it'd explode in y'all's church there.
For the lady here in the purple flowers, you right here. I was just kind of seeing this, I heard unveiled heavens, and I heard that phrase specifically, and I just felt like the Lord was telling me that there's some things that you've just been persevering in and praying towards and just kind of watching, and I just felt like there's going to be those things just going through, and you're going to see just one by one them give away, and the answers come and clarity come, and the next step forward or whatever needs to happen, it's just going to come through for you. So just keep persevering and just enjoy the unveiled heaven and just press into Christ in this time. That's just what I heard for you. And then also for you right here in the ponytail, I thought of when I looked at you, a partially opened rose. And it made me think of the college I went to. There was a rose garden, and I lived off those roses for the 4 years I was there. They just brought so much joy to me. And there's a specific rose that the Lord brought to mind, and it was one of my favorite ones, one of my favorite bushes when I was there. And it always brought me so much hope and peace when I looked at it. And I don't know what you're going through right now, but the Lord just says He's sending you that hope and that peace, and to just breathe deeply in him right now, because he's with you and he sees you and he loves you very deeply. And I wish I could show you the rose in my mind. It's just beautiful. But it was always a treasure to me. And I know he brought that specific rose to mind for you, for me to share that with you.
And I have a word for you too. I just heard throw away the wrench. And I felt like the Lord said that he is bringing you to a place. I believe the wrench would be things trying to fix things. And the Lord said, he's just bringing you into a place where you're going to throw away the wrench. You're not going to try to fix it anymore. You're going to be running so crazy in the Lord and so caught up in him, you're going to forget what needs to be fixed. And you're going to see God's hand move and fix all of it for you. You don't even have to lift a finger. All you have to do is love him. Just go with him. And then for you, I saw, Father, I saw, you are a father, right? I just saw where there's some desires that you have in your heart, like even stuff you'd like to see happening in the church and supernatural things. And the Lord said that those dreams are not dead by any chance, and they haven't, the opportunity hasn't come and then gone. The Lord said that opportunity is going to be ever before you, and the dreams and the desires that you have, you're going to see them happen. And that things you thought were dead, you're going to see them fully alive, fully happening, just totally partaking of it.
Me, Dad, I heard the Lord say this. Here, let me have your hand. He said, you have been a very faithful servant of mine for a very long time. And he appreciates that. Then I heard him say, he's bringing you into a new season. And he's just going to pour out on you revelations and knowledge and truths that you've never seen before. And some of those, during this season, some of those are going to conflict with some things you've learned in the past. And it's okay to just let those things go in the past and say, oh, well, I got the new stuff now. I got the good stuff now. And it's okay to let go of some of the other stuff, okay? Praise God. Very faithful servant for a long time. Man, I hope the Lord can say that about me someday. Wow. Hallelujah.
I'm not one to give individual words in a group usually, so I'm not going to. But for you, he's giving you the spirit of hospitality. And you...
Who are you talking to? Amelia?
Yeah, Amelia right here. Yeah. Whether you realize it or not, you have a spirit of hospitality. And you need to open your venue, your life, reimagine. And because you're a very gracious person, a very loving, kind person. And God wants you to share that with others, with hospitality too. Opening your home. I don't know why, but opening your home. So anyway, and for the congregation, or there's several here. We need to reimagine. Like when I thought of that word, reimagine, it was like, okay, I've got to make a new neuron path, but I've got to imagine where I want to go, what I want to look like, and or what I feel like the Lord wants to reinvent something in me. So what is that, and how do I imagine that, and then reimagine myself being there so that that neuron path can start getting widened and used more, and I'll go that direction instead of staying over here.
Okay. Amen.
Stacia, I believe the Lord gave a word for you. What I was seeing was your basically from the knee down, your legs were just full of light, and there was a fleet of foot there was an ability to move more easily. And then what I heard is the Lord's absolute delight in you, and for you to hear his delight in you. And he wants to invite you to a banquet, and he wants to show you all that he has for you to feast on. And it was a delightful thing. So I just declare that over you.
Amen. Now, Father Bill, I have this a word for you, personal word for you too. But, you do those prayers through the, what do you call it? What's your first time that you pray in the morning?
Vigils.
What's the first, the earliest time you get there when you start praying?
3 a.m.
Yeah, I was seeing 3 a.m. And I was seeing these, like these angels around you, and they were just rejoicing, you know, you're there, and there's just like this company around you. But then I heard this Lord saying that it was like almost like the changing of the guard, and new angels were coming in, you know, during your prayer time. You always remind me of the, you know, the what is the tomb of the unknown soldier, where somebody's always guarding that. You know, you're kind of like that in prayer, you know, for the church, for us. But I really felt like that they were the changing of the guard, is new, like new angels coming in, and I just kept hearing the Lord just say and just speaking over you, new revelation. And so they're there. Every time you're there, I know you know that, but it was a bunch of them. And they were just like they were applauding you, you know, like clapping and applauding you. And then the new ones were coming in. And they were, I guess, angels of revelation, but you were just getting this new revelation. Yeah. And for the brother here in the center, that the blue, you, yeah. I just heard the Lord, I just saw a closet just getting, just cleaning out, you know, and then I just saw like two things in there. It's like the Lord is simplifying. It's like cleaning, but simple, you know, making it simple, like the simplicity and purity of being in Christ, as that scripture says. So I just see that happening, especially during this this conference. Even so, probably he's already been doing that work, but he's getting out the clutter of the thing and simplifying it for you. Really good thing. Lord bless that. Yeah, go ahead.
For you also, you and your wife, I just heard the Lord say there is no being left out in the kingdom of God. And that this is going to be a really special, special conference for y'all, because God's going to break the power of some lies the enemy's been speaking to you. There is no being left out in the kingdom of God. And in this conference, when you walk out those doors, there's going to be a whole new tenacity in you. There's going to be a whole new, just an open heaven above you of just receiving, understanding, massive revelation of who you are in Christ. And the things that God wants to do through you will be things that you only thought could be done with other people.